and what.
It's just, you know, someday, 20 years from now, somebody's not going to know what an end iron is. Yeah. And if we put it on tape, you know, maybe we can find out this way, mm-hmm. see. And keep yeah. people from losing these words, see.
Stuff now that look to them like she is by this old antique, you see. That's what it is from now. They're living about stuff now, but be old antique
right.
to them.
That's right. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Well, kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started? You call that anything different?
I got some fat stuff I start off with, you know. But now, like a lot of these outside buildings, that old mill house, that weather boating falling off, well, I can get it just starting out fire right now. Just pour a little kerosene and all some paper on that. All the equipment, it's kindling's full, you see. It'll catch you. A thing about putting in gas. So.
What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Small room for hanging clothes.
Uh-huh.
Closet.
Yeah, closet. Well, not everybody calls it a closet. I mean, some people call it a wardrobe or something like that. But I've always called it a closet. I guess he does too.
Right? I have a wardrobe.
What do we call that?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm interested in. See, it's fine. What you talk. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Weather boat.
Yeah, you said that earlier, but I forgot that. What do you call the covered area at the front of your house there?
Porch.
Porch. What would you call a small porch without a roof? Just, did you call that anything different besides a porch?
Well, if it,
think of any term
for it didn't have a top over it, it wouldn't last. So many years, you know, just
that's right. That. But you wouldn't have a different term for it. You wouldn't have a different word for it, would you?
Yeah. Just the open porch, you see.
What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before the milking?
Barn.
That's what Merce said too. Mm-hmm. What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones? You got any particular thing you call that?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the various kinds of wood fences that you can think of? You think of different kinds of wood fences?
Well, I have all kinds. You know, timber, well, that
what kinds are? What different kinds are they?
Oak, pine, sweet gum.
No, I mean like types of fences.
Oh, fence.
Barbed wire.
Oh. Okay. You know what a rail fence is, don't you?
Yeah.
Is there more than one kind of rail fence? You think of different kinds?
Okay. I remember my granddad's barn half of it built out of railing, split rails.
What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Wooden bucket.
Bucket. What would you call the same thing made out of metal?
A bucket, I guess.
Okay, well, you don't got to call it something different. Some people call a metal one a pail and a wooden one a bucket. Me, I call them all a bucket.
Just about the same thing to me. I mean, it's all
that's
holds
right.
water.
What do you call a heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
Okay. What do you call that thing in the kitchen sink where the water comes out of? The thing where you turn the water off and on?
Sink?
No, the thing where you turn the water off and on.
Oh.
Don't tell him, man. I want to see what he calls it.
Hot and cold water spigot, I guess.
Spigot. That's what I was looking for. See, some people call it a faucet. Some people call it a hydrant. Some people call it a top knob. We'll see.